Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? What's up? It's your boy, Seti J, holding down Real Spirit Radio, the most ratchet radio show in the world. Anyways, man, just letting you know we're getting ready to, you know, my girl, Goldie, had, you know, she's kind of under the weather. She will be calling in for a little bit from later on the show, but I'll be holding down for today. Me and your boy, DJ Chase, will be holding down. We'll also be doing a special simulcast show today where we'll be talking to my boy DJ Smell So Good on his show while we're doing the show over here. That's what we call simulcast with people. So y'all get ready for it, man, for make some things happen. And heck, you know, we got some shout out to what's going on right now. And please bear with us a moment. We're gonna put a song over in a bit. DJ Chase will see you. Hold on. And, man, shout out to Delicious, man. Shout out to Delicious Chicken. I'm over here grubbing like a mug on Lisa, so big up to Lisa. And, man, we also, man, I'm also, we're going to talk about the show as well today, too. We're going to call some people out because it needs to be done. There are some people that does not, they need to be called the heck out. And it seems like this has been a week of, people need to get called out this week. So if that's what they want to do, we're going to do so. We calling out people that have been at this fake. We calling out people, you know who you are, especially the DFW. If you're at this fake, we calling them behind out. So please believe that's going on today's show. And hold. And so, yeah, we're going to play some music, and then when we come back, we're going to play some music and come back, man. And bear with us for a minute, having some slight technical difficulties, but we'll be back soon, so hold up. But anyways, back to, I was telling this piece over here, and also while we're waiting on this crazy stuff going on me right now. as far as the new magazine, the new issue of Human Canvas is now the highest selling issue of them all. So, wow. Appreciate the love. If you have not read, go get the Love and Basketball edition of Human Canvas. And it's just, you know, especially Valentine's Day is tomorrow. It's perfect, man. That's what it's all about, you know. And All-Star Weekend is this weekend, too. So that was what inspired the whole magazine in the first place for this issue. All-Star Weekend, Valentine's Day, or February, bam. Now y'all see where I was coming from. All right, so we get to go to a track right now, and we'll be back right here on Real Spirit Radio.
Drop a roll at the partition, please. I don't need you seeing your thing on her knees. Took 45 minutes to get all dressed up. We ain't even gonna make it to this club. Now my mascara running red, lipstick smudge. Oh, he's so horny, yeah, he wants to fuck. He popped on my buttons and he ripped my blouse. He Monica and whiskey all on my gown. Water daddy, daddy didn't bring the towel. Oh, baby, 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 I slow it down. Took 45 minutes to get all dressed up.
Wait.
Yeah. It's hard, but it's real. You know what I'm saying? It's hard, but it's real. Hey.
Been thinking, baby. I finally took the time. The wound is healing now. And now I realize.
Yeah. that question. Who you fucking with? Who you texting? Cause I'm the only nigga that you sexing, girl. You still cut for a nigga when I ain't have a thing. And you didn't care what that bitch say, you wasn't ashamed. You said I'ma ride or die for my nigga. On a 9 to 5 and I nigga. And I'm ready to pull them triggers if it's for my nigga. And every time we made love, we was into it. Pussy smell like water in a 7-6. I would never need another girl as long as you're here in my world. Take to one and dine. I wash her back and then she washes mine. Water all down her spine. And we do it in the showers. We doing it for hours, hours. Then we took all the towels. I wrap up on her and she like that. We biting on my neck saying she like that. We kinda like it. I guess that's how it goes. Once you get it, love is so addicting. Too legit to quit it. So I guess it's my last line. You enjoy the good and the bad times. No bad to the past life.
I need you to believe me when I say I'll never leave. I'm here to stay. No matter the struggle.
We got my boy DJ Chase in the building.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Corazoncito bonito.
I know my boy DJ Chase got a special announcement he wants to celebrate, so I can get the applause, you know, get the people ready to give us the applause. I know there's a big thing that just happened at work, man. You got to tell. You know, you gotta tell us about it without telling us about it.
Well, it don't sound like cold words, but the cold words explain the situation a lot. The stinky man has been demoted.
Okay, so let's go ahead and just give a hit of that. Shout out to that, man. So, man, I mean, what's going on with that, man? Your boy, you know, he's upset, man. Why he's so saucy right now?
Are you talking about the stinky man?
Talking about the man from Office Space.
Yeah, I'm talking about that. Yeah, he's calmed down now, but now, you know, he's been actually catching flack. We didn't realize that he doesn't tell us anything, but he's been actually catching flack for not doing his job responsibilities correctly. So that's what led to him being demoted. Which I don't even know how he got the position he got in the first place. So like hating, but I don't know how he got the position he got in the first place. But. It's just nice to see them taking steps in the right direction. Ever since he's been demoted and we've been having direct access to his supervisor and stuff, we've been actually getting changes going on in the room now. And it's crazy, man, because he's a yes man to the fullest, and he's content. Like, if you told him, if he didn't have any food in the house, and you gave him a pile of shit to eat, he'd eat it. Instead of trying to go hustle up some money to go buy a burger. Like, he one of them type people. I couldn't.
You said, not today, you ain't got time for that.
Yeah, not at all.
Oh, man. I said, you know what? I had some effery at work. I usually don't have any reports about users like this, but let me go ahead and put some out there. Okay, so, like, you know, at my job, you know, it's quote-unquote fragrance-free, right? So today, you know, I'm putting on my lotion and whatnot. It's man's lotion, which ain't the dang smell. It got a scent to it, but it ain't that dang strong. Putting on my lotion, somebody makes a big scene about me and my lotion. And, that smell is just so strong. And they're on the other side of the freaking room. And so I guess somebody comes to me and says, what? I'm such a good, you're going to have to, people are complaining about your lotion. People, person is complaining about my lotion. Because, you know, it was people, but it was a person. It was complaining about your lotion or not. So that wasn't enough. Then when I get to the goddamn, so I'm on my lunch break, right? Mm-hmm. Going to bring it up again. Going to bring the freak, you know, the person who said, who made the comment to the total person going to tell me that, going to say, you know the rule. You know, she going to tell me that during lunch. Sometimes people that want to be ignorant, you can't the best response is no response. And in this case, that was the case. I feel like she was talking to a goddamn wall. Because it was stupid. Like, I mean, how should you because I know some of you that are sure might flip up when you say this, but I was saying about somebody coming in strong like a strong ass weed, and then they leave me the heck alone. I'm smelling good, and boy, trying to not be ashy. And then the moment I'm ashy, somebody's going to say something. So you can't have it both ways, man. So, yes, I had to go in. Cause I was feeling some way, and I remember you telling me why I wasn't your job. And y'all know me, man. I usually don't have nothing to tell y'all, but this week, Lord, they was driving me nuts. And what you about this weather outside, now, man? In DFW, man,
it's lovely right now. I went to work. I got a jacket on regardless because, you know, when I go to work, it'd be cold because I'd be going in the morning. But,
mm-hmm, me yeah. too.
But, wow, like, today, I just didn't feel inclined to bring a jacket. And I was good to go.
I had a light jacket on, but I took it off.
I ain't bring nothing. I just had my button up, and I was good.
I had on a polo and some shorts. I had on some shorts today, man. That's how good it was feeling. I had some shorts on. And that's how you know it was feeling good outside. Your boy had on some shorts, feeling lovely.
I don't know if they're going to let me wear shorts in my workplace, but yeah. But either way, I looked comfortable. I had on spring.
I didn't know
that,
so they don't let y'all wear shorts.
They blue and white shirts. Yeah, I can't on like Saturday. I can't on Monday when the building gonna be halfway empty. I can wear shorts.
Oh, wait. So people are checking out for President's Day?
Yes. That's what I said. And then my supervisor. I just made up something. I said supervisor. Now my Stinky Man was thinking about proposing an idea to his supervisor in regard to. So working a half day on Monday and Tuesday, I was like, well, some of us like to do stuff, and some of us got bills that we actually had to take care of. So I'm gonna be working a full day on Monday. Everybody else, they want to take a half day on Monday.
Who the heck cares?
I know. I say no president did nothing for me. So why am I celebrating the president?
I mean, come on, man. Seriously, like. I was trying to figure out. Some people like, why we ain't off on President's Day?
If I was getting paid, I would surely take off. I'm not going to take off.
What are you telling? I'll take off on, if I was getting paid for all these holidays, I'd take off on everybody goddamn birthday.
I tell you what, I'll be, especially considering ain't nobody really trying to be there on Monday, I will be there extra early in the morning just so I can get off early.
Oh, man. No, I know, like, as far as, like, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. And we've been going, we've been on topics all week, man. There was one the other day, got real heated. It was about switching the roles and anything goes. And that was basically about, you know, because Valentine's Day is mainly about
anything
the ladies.
Anything goes.
Oh, you know, what was funny, though? You know what was funny? Yesterday at the show, somebody laughed and said, hey, I know that song. Guess what song I was playing yesterday on the show? I was playing I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire.
It was true. I just want to be the one you love.
Shoot, he's supposed to be jamming, man. I don't care. Nobody. I think I need to play some more of it, man. I need to play some more of that stuff in there, man. Because I'm about to be playing it, so shoot, we be the only ones playing it. Just like other people I know who we the only people playing that music, shots fired. So, yesterday was about can you be single and celebrate Valentine's Day. And we had an unexpected call, you know. You don't know anything about calls, but you don't never know who's going to call to the show. This guy yesterday, man, he was just really going in. He was talking about as far as celebrating Valentine's Day, and he was, and for me, I feel like you can celebrate however, man. It's a day of love. Why do you think people get so confused that if it's not a relationship that you can't celebrate Valentine's Day? That's stupid. So that being said, man, I know. Do you have anything planned for the missus tomorrow?
So we had an early Valentine's thing today. You know, we had dinner today, but because it's hard out here for responsible parents. You know, you can't find no sitter when you're a responsible parent. If you're trying to go to the play, you're not gonna find a sitter.
So if you're a certain type of parent, you can always find a sitter.
Yeah, but luckily, we're responsible parents. It will be nice to be able to go out and do something. And you know, today Rye was doing everything she could at the restaurant.
so did y'all get her a Valentine?
I might hook her up tomorrow. I might hook Rye up tomorrow.
Give Riley some Valentine's Day candy.
candy.
Oh Lord, I'm thinking about when she starts coloring and stuff. She's gonna start bringing y'all like random cards, the little kitty come pictures that you gotta do. And he's going to be like, for mom and dad, about the crazy drawings of mom and dad. mom and dad and me. It don't look like anything, but you got to go, yeah, cute. I'm over here. I'm already tripping out when is that phase going to kick in.
Well, she do all her coloring on my tablets and phones and stuff.
Oh, man. Well, I know as far as going into some of the news we got this week, Eggman, I think that hadn't happened yet because we talked about the story, but this didn't happen. And the story last week, you talked about how they were getting ready, had this fight for the George Zimmerman thing. Now, this week, we're able to talk about the fact they canceled it. And, like, mm-hmm. what's your thought on that, man? Because I got a lot I had to say about that. And
I'm glad. I mean, it just showed, I mean, I'm pretty sure the petition that Lee Wall, you know, signed it on, like, I'm sure it didn't reach the number that they were trying to get. But I think just after enough people, like, called the promoter and talked to him, you know, instead of coming at him like, I'm going to kill you, blah, 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 and, you know, and then seeing that there were petitions for the fight not to go on and him having time to reflect, he realized that it was a bad idea. I mean, yeah, from a money standpoint, you know, I tell people money isn't everything because, you know, some people be like, well, shoot, he getting murdered. You know, people always get an excuse for when somebody put out a boo-boo song like that Lil Boosie, we gonna show the world garbage. I keep hearing, like, it's like put out some garbage and you, but they getting money, though, so you hope you don't like it because you getting money and you ain't. Like, that dude could have got a bundle if he would have went through doing that, but instead he chose the high road and decided not to do it.
But here's the thing, though. Did you see his comments? Because I remember I read his comments, too. Which is why that's where my problem comes. Yes, CB, I know I'm always on it. That's where I kind of have the little raise the flag up moment. Because, yeah, he canceled it. Clap, clap, clap. But did you hear his reasoning? Did you see how it hit some of his rebuttals and stuff to himself? Like, okay, for instance, one of them was, you know, he's like, well, I went home and I saw my kids and I realized.
Yeah, but I didn't think that was a bad. I can understand.
It was bitter. It was a bittersweet comment.
Yeah, it was bittersweet. It's bittersweet to an extent, but. You know, he basically was like, yo, I realize, you know, like, Trayvon's parents, they don't get to go home to see their kid, and I don't want to glorify somebody that famous off of killing someone's kid.
It didn't watch that was bittersweet. He didn't think, that didn't run to his mind, but when he first started planning this stuff,
yeah, exactly. Of course it did. We saw money. Of course I hit the freaking.
You got, before you make a business, that's why people mess up. Before you make a business decision, make sure it's something you can live with. If I'm already saying, well, man, business money, make sure it's something you can live with, man. It's kind of like when some of these girls be tripping. They always want, or when they want to go run around on their own accord, want to go suck penises so they can get into the industry faster. And then they want to start snitching on people. Well, I said with this dude, you know, that's stupid. Like, it was your choice to do it. So guess what? I can say it's just between being raped and just between you willingly with indigenous people. And you want to go sit there and play this hate over hate stuff and start name dropping people? I think that's crazy. You chose to do the dirt because you were trying to get the money and the fame. You gotta live with it.
Yeah.
Don't start turning to this nonsense. And that's my thing with him. Like, I was feeling sorry way behind. He said that, and then after he made that comment, let me tell you what he did, bro. He had a comment of, well, man, y'all just don't understand, man.
He said, yeah, the money was good. Yeah, like I said, that's him trying to play Dan Shaw. Of course, that was a terrible idea, but on the same note, I'm sure he wasn't the one that decided, yo, it would be good if I can get Zimmerman to box somebody. I'm sure Zimmerman came to him. Like, yeah, think about it. Who's going to want to hire? But, like, you're going to look like a terrible employer if you were to hire this dude and put him in the workplace, because you're going to be hostility always. So this dude's Zimmerman is hurt for money, so he seriously thinks that he's a celebrity. I mean, I would hate to be a celebrity off being infamous, but, you know, he can't make money. He can't make money any other way now. Cause, like I said, I wouldn't hire him if I was somebody that had a business that was hiring people. If he put in a resume for my stuff, I wouldn't hire him. Would you hire him? He is well on a desperation thing, trying to get some money in this pocket. But and you see that people don't want to. It could have been a genius idea almost. Like, people want to see yours and nigga beat up, but I'd much rather see it on World Star where ain't nobody making money off of it but them.
That's what I'm saying. And I wonder where, if he gonna get beat up, who the heck wants it regulated? I don't know. I mean, regulate, what's regulate? Who regulating how we're going to have Israel to get beat up? Like, that's stupid. Because you can't get...
I'm gonna be 1,000% honest. A lot of people don't like to try to be politically correct about everything. Like even publications that I watch that are pretty legit, they try to be politically correct about everything. But shoot, I think the regulation, I think there shouldn't be no regulation. I think that the fight shouldn't end until that fat ass dude dead. To be honest, he took somebody like somebody else to get like
Fight Club.
Yeah,
let
somebody else
Fight Club. I forget.
That's the least that can happen.
I'm looking it up right now. Seriously, I never go by the rules of Fight Club. I had to find out, man. Okay. All right. So the rules of Fight Club. I agree. This is what it should have happened. There's 8 rules. The rules are, first rule is you do not talk about Fight Club. Second rule, you do not talk about Fight Club. If someone says stop or goes limp, tell them taps out, the fight is over. Only 2 guys to a fight, 1 fight at a time, no shirts, no shoes. Fights are going as long as they have to. If this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
You know, ain't they going to show the world, too?
You stupid. He going to show the world.
They going to show the
world. Why are we talking trash? I mean, because you brought that up. You brought it up. I figured I'd go in. Bruce is getting ready to get out. You know, now it's like it might not be good out this weekend. It might not be good out. It's probably going to be at the end of the month instead, which I think somebody made a good point. I think it's a ruse about him getting out late. I think he is getting out this weekend, but I think in order to keep so many people from being at the jail, they're like trying to go, well, he's not going to be out till the end of the month. They don't want you to quite know when he's out. So I think that's what's going on. But anybody, what's your thoughts, man, on Bootsy returning, man? What's your thoughts on that?
It could be a rule. I'd be surprised if he actually was getting out. On the same note, if they wind up saying he's for real isn't getting out either, I wouldn't be surprised as well. Because I mean, I seriously hope that he can learn from this. Like, that's one thing. I always believe people can change, and I don't think he's necessarily an evil dude or nothing, but, you know, he, I'm on the same note, he did the crime for real, and he used to brag about it on this song. I don't know what direction he'd go now with his music, because, you know, I don't know.
He's done a few things, like, he got his GED while he was in there.
He had no degree? Oh, wow. People following an idiot? People following an idiot. I'm glad he got his GED, though.
Oh, you know, real blue radio, we keep it that real.
Y'all follow an idiot. That's why he look. That's why he rocked that hairstyle. Thinking that's why he don't need cable. He the nigga on the TV, and that ain't even...
You don't get carried away. You mean. here's my thing. Oh, yeah. Because speaking of that, I'm going to have you laugh in a second. Speaking of that thing you just said. Here's my thing about it is, do I like some Boosie music? Yeah. I like some Boosie music. I'm not going to sit here and front nobody. My problem is I don't like how some people act when his music comes on. That's what my problem is.
Go here. Oh, crap.
Like, remember like when you used to listen to like Lil Jon, you listen to Lil Jon, get crunk, like back in that era, and you used to be able to get crunk and no one fight about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the, I mean, now it's like, you play some crumb music, people don't know how to freaking act.
Yeah, the rules have changed getting crunk. You got to fight somebody now. You can't like get crunk no more. You got to fight somebody. That's Big Chuck's fault. Even when Big Chuck was hot, though, people weren't like, you could play tussle and you could be sitting there hand gesturing like you hit in the air and people wouldn't think you're trying to fight them. But like the rules have changed.
No, I mean, not because like, this is what they would do, man. Like for instance, I mean, like one of the things I always and it never failed every time. Like it was like when I'm DJing, it would be like certain people would go, man, and it's like when it's like, it was a certain era when this was happening. People would keep coming to me and go, hey man, can you play some of the Boosie, man? I don't mind playing Boosie, but they want you to play a Boosie marathon once you start playing Boosie. They want you to play Boosie track after Boosie track after Boosie track.
I know the Boosie trades that make you, that they ask you to play all the time.
It, you know what the funny thing is? That's the truth, though. That's the truth.
Yeah, they usually got some kind of form of a chili bowl.
Some variant of it. But no, they just trip me out because they'll come to you and they're like, hey, man, so can you play that Boosie, man? Can you play that? And I hate the people that ask, and they're the ones who start the fight. You got to be kidding me, man. And my favorite thing is when you go to a club and somebody, and it's like you go to like a hood club, and they keep, and the freaking MC wants to keep asking you to throw their hoods up all night. And I don't have any problem with that. But if you're too immature, you're supposed to be a grown-up, and you fighting because somebody threw their hood up, then you gotta be freaking kidding me. I gotta say you get a crunk some competitiveness, like, hey, hey, so you know, like you to the person's face, like throwing your neck up at them. That don't bother me. It's the fact that they fight after they freaking do it. And what were you saying?
I said, you feel me? Oh, your mom is up.
You stupid. I heard that for a while, family, man.
Yeah, good.
Oh, man.
Man.
He in the brother, man. He on, what was it? Which song game was he on? Was he on Fight for New York or was he on the first one?
He was on Fight for New York. Fight for New York had everybody on it. Oh, somebody's over here. If I'm from New York, had everybody on it.
Feel me? You put it on your boo. You ugly for that, man. I can't do it with you. But yeah, man. What we gonna do? We go to the track. I'm gonna play it again today because I'm fucking tired. Look, we gonna take an old school, y'all. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Like, I want y'all guys to listen real closely. I can do a lot of pickup lines this song. We're going to play this today. We're going to play another song after that, and then we'll be back.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you. No other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
I don't want to set the world on fire, honey. I love you too much. I just want to start a great big flame down in your heart. You see, way down inside of me, darling, I have only one desire, and that one desire is you. And I know nobody else ain't gonna do.
I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same,
I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start flame in your heart.
Calling my river to let it know I'ma be on my way. Missing how the river flows, even though it's only been a couple of days. Cause it be raining and complaining, and you got that water made for drinking. Baby, if I drown tonight, it's all worth it for you. I don't need no rescue. I'ma hold my breath and say it, baby, just when I go up.
break it down now. Break it down now. A little bit now. One more time now. Break it down now. One more time now. Break it down now.
Bethlehem, sent a cheese on
it. Might as well be.
We bought the cheapest cheese.
Man, we're gonna be eating up. We're gonna be eating up lunch when we get to the lot getting this bitch.
Are we gonna be eating some sausage? It's a lot in the city. That sounds like some pickle ham to serve at the damn lock in. Oh, we got a summer sausage platter. I can't. But yeah, did y'all niggas bring me out here for this for the pocket change? Because I don't really like y'all.
Never could have what you wanted to say. Someday, someone.
Yeah, man, pocket change, man. We got pocket change.
Had a place in his life.
I have two Valentine's Day special pocket changes looking at.
Yes, a Valentine's specials.
Yeah, these holes. One's a salty hold up, one's not. The other, and another is a guy that's not Valentine's related.
Is it thought worthy?
Sorry, I don't know what those are.
Is it neck worthy?
Fuck, that worthy.
Oh, man. All right, so what's the first one, man? I know you got some juicy ones.
The first one is by a girl named Alexis. She's 20 years old. She says she's been talking to a guy for 3 months, and they haven't started dating yet, and she's okay with how they're progressing. He wants to do stuff for Valentine's Day, and, you know, she's really not here for it because, you know, with the type of person that he is, I guess is what she's saying, that she doesn't want to be giving up the booty just because he bought her some chocolates and fucking tools.
She better start that tripping and get it up.
So she wants to know if she does go with Valentine's Day, what can she do that doesn't make her look thirsty? Like, doesn't make her look thirsty and like, oh yeah, I want this and I'll give up some booty just to have a boyfriend for one day.
You want to have that one first, Chase?
So, paraphrase it again. Like, I heard all the stuff about not wanting to do
something. To keep it short and cute, she's 21 years old. They only been talking for 3 months. They haven't started dating. And he wants to do something for Valentine's Day. But she's saying the type of person that I guess she quote-unquote knows that she is, that he's only wanting to do something because he ain't got the booty yet. Not because, you know, he wants them to start making stuff official or just trying to be sweet. So she wants to know if she agrees to it, what suggestions does she give that won't give off the vibe that she ready to have sex with him just because it's Valentine's Day and hoes like Valentine's Day.
Well, all right. Two ways to take this. And we can go the complete unrealistic way, and it'll probably make you feel better about yourself. But... Or you can go the real way and just be honest. Like, all right, we'll start with the unrealistic way first. Yeah, you can tell him, well, that's off the table. Like we're not doing anything. Like you can keep putting that out there, and he might be like, well, I don't know if we're gonna do anything tonight. I'm busy. My head hurt. But the only way you really work around that is to be like, it's a giving the impression that you gonna put out on Valentine's. Like, don't say no if you trying to. But then as soon as all the fun stuff is over with, so you can take your own car if that's the case too. But once the fun stuff is over with, then dip out on them. They'd be like, that you get a headache. And go home, but that's when they. Of course, he probably won't talk to you again. He probably won't talk to you for a little bit after that, though. But
yeah, I mean, that's a hard question because you did start talking to a guy around the time that, you know, people that are going to be Valentine's Day territory start talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I thought it was awkward. I mean, this is one of the first times it's not the first time I've heard that a girl wants to go out for Valentine's Day and not have to worry about having sex. But
that's part of the fun. But I guess a lot of people, I guess it's probably why people say that it's a day for couples. But I don't know. I can't really.
Here's the thing, though.
My input
months,
always
right?
sound weird now. Since I'm married, I guess my input always sound weird now.
But here's the thing, though. But before you were married, at some point in time you were single, and at some point in time you were in a relationship. So why?
We could be disagreeing, and then on Valentine's Day, you know what's going down. Back before you got married, bro.
Oh, no, girl. I mean, that's just an awkward question.
Oh, no, I got to go. I'm about to go in. A couple of different things in the unrealistic world that Chase did try to. But it's somewhat not unrealistic. This is a realistic meme. Go Dutch. You can't, if you're not. Pay for y'all. If he wants to take you out, say, okay, go out with him, but don't let him pay for your stuff. Let him pay for his stuff, and you pay for your stuff. That way, you don't owe him nothing. You're spending time with him, yes, but you ain't paying for his stuff, so he ain't got nothing. So he can't say nothing to you.
But based off of the long version of the letter, it's not the fact that she doesn't want to go out with him because she feels like, you know, they're going to hook up soon, like get together soon. But
she doesn't want it to end at him getting the draws.
Just because the day that most people have sex on. That's what I think that's what she's trying to do.
But hold on.
Have they done the do yet?
Yeah, good question.
What?
Did she put that in there? Have they done the do yet or they haven't, period?
No, she said they haven't. And she said, you know.
Oh,
here we go.
Okay, yeah. I can understand that.
After time again, I want y'all to pay attention to that part. What's the amount of time they've been talking to each other?
Almost 3 months. You know she reads that Steve Harvey book. It's been 90
days.
Yeah,
thank you. That's Steve Harvey book. It's been 90 days. I need you to clap the legs open on Valentine's Day. He played his cards right. He waited 3 months. And in the Valentine's Day, so he really played his cards right. He knew exactly what he was doing. Ma'am, you're not getting out of it.
But even then, if y'all not official and he wants to take you out on Valentine's Day and he does want to have sex, depending on the type of guy that you quote-unquote know that he is he going to have sex with you and then tomorrow still not want to be your boyfriend? How do you know on this date he's not going to take you to dinner and ask you, do you want to make it official, even though he knows booty is supposed to be involved later?
I know, and then, y'all could be, if you think about it, he'll ask you out, and then you're going to say yeah, and then y'all do it, and you probably won't feel bad.
are you for the tables on him? I mean, I know it's weird for a girl to ask. But heck, if you try to make yourself get out this, I kind of do want to get him some, but I don't want to seem thirsty. Well, then why don't you ask him?
I don't want him to think I'm a hoe. I'm gonna tell you what Andre 3000. I'm gonna tell you what Andre 3000 said. That just means she knows she wants life.
Oh, man, you know what she wants. No, I mean, seriously, like, no, man, I'm sorry. Y'all been talking to each other for 3 months. You read the book, like Goldie said, you read the book. I need you to get it together. I need you to get it possible in practice, because you're going to need plenty of practice, because I'm pretty sure he's going to ask you to do that, too. So you might as well start getting some practice in.
Dang.
So yeah, this is no way around it. Like, I know she. Yes, it is coming from a guy, but that's what's going to happen. He's going to
because and it's not even necessarily that you want some booty. Hey, he gonna at least want to make out. You don't think you get even if he don't want no booty, he gonna at least want to be touching and kissing and stuff. He gonna at least want to touch it. So don't think you're getting out of this one for 3 months. I'm sorry. I'm just being realistic with you, letting you know how it is.
And another thing, I also think that if you try to like get out of having a Valentine's Day, you don't really want to talk to this dude anyway because you've been leading him on for 3 months. You know, you've been leading him on for 3 months, and he, like I said, if anything, you know, I'm pretty sure that if he's trying to take you out for Valentine's Day, and you know without a shadow of a doubt that you're not a side chick or you know your position since you know him. Remember, you put in capital letters, you know him. You know that, you know you're not a side piece or nothing like that. Then, I mean, my safest bet is to say go. And the worst that you can do is ruin the night by saying you're not going to give them none regardless if we go out or not anyway. That's all that I
mean. Yeah. You can let it be known by not being like, well, I hope there's not a possibility that you want to get some tonight because it's Valentine's Day. Anything liable that day. But on the same note, oh, snap, just going to ask about him. Let's tell you.
I don't know that guy.
My bad, guys.
Yeah, man. I've been running, how'd it go, man?
Man, I've been running, dude. I just got back from Kentucky today. I got in this morning, like 30 minutes after I was supposed to be at work. I shot to work, been there all day. Nigga, I've been asleep all day after that. I just, like, literally woke up not too long ago. I've been in and out. That's why I'm calling so late.
They ain't gonna tell nobody if you fall asleep on this episode.
Say what?
They ain't gonna tell nobody if you fall asleep.
Man,
so let's ask you this question and see what you think. This is a girl named Alexa. She's 20 years old. He hasn't given up the bus to this dude. They've been popping. They ain't going out yet for 3 months. And he wants to do something for her for Valentine's Day, but she said if she agrees, she's not trying to have him because they're not official yet. What can she do that doesn't come out as I want to have sex with you just because it's Valentine's Day?
I mean, she ain't gotta have sex, fool. I mean, she ain't really just necessarily gotta do nothing. I mean, as long as this nigga was understood, ain't gotta be explained. I mean, shit, she said she ain't trying to do no fucking, so that's...
but that's the thing. She said in the letter she has it, she wants to know what can she tell him when she agrees to the date that, you know, won't make him not want to go out with her, basically, which is no answer.
Oh, well, if the whole ass nigga just don't want to go out with her because she ain't trying to give him no cuckoo, then oh well. I just give it to the nigga straight up. I mean, ain't no way around it. What you gonna do? Beat around the bush? Beat around the bush for what? We grown.
That's what it seems like. She can tell with that. I don't see nothing wrong with holding up. But apparently it seems like the fact that you even acknowledge that you have better than me, that you probably don't mind doing anything with them. So
you just
want to
be in a relationship first.
Yeah, and I can understand, but, I mean, y'all about as close as you going to get, and then nobody asks up no 3 months. 3 months is a long time, and I've been asked.
Right.
True. But, shit, I mean, hey, you can't blame her. You can't blame her. I know the song says you can't judge her, but still, you can't blame her. Like, for real, I mean,
she
at least want to be in a relationship before she give up the mountain cool, then, you know, least he could do is respect them wishes. If he can't, then goddamn, he need to find him a thought or something.
No.
He need to find a run to me.
He need to find him a thot with them good old THOTs.
No! Dirty stopper, please.
I'm not going. I'm not
going
there. There'll be no five questions. Jerry Springer is 70 years old today.
Who?
Jerry Springer is 70 years old today.
Dang, I'm old and a bitch.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
At least he don't look 70. I would, if you seen him, I would guess maybe like 60.
Hey, if you was banging all the thoughts that came on your show, then
oh
you
God,
would look 70.
But them unexceptional people I be seeing up there getting on that pole, they can drive me nuts.
Man, say, he probably be hitting every last one of them, too. They all take a trip to his dressing room.
I ain't watched Jerry Springer in like...
The last time I watched it, when I saw this big old, like this big dude just jump up on that pole, I couldn't watch this show no more. Oh, bro, you know you're supposed to be up there.
Dead.
I'm watched about a couple of months ago.
I ain't seen that. It's been a few years. I think it might have been like 2 or 3 years ago last time I really watched it. I was like just bored, a bored, broke college student.
Nah, when they quit letting people fight for real is when I quit watching it.
Well, yeah, exactly. Before then, it had been
years, started
but I just happened to watch
it.
Shit.
The worst actors in America.
Both of y'all that wanted
that.
To watch the fight, y'all cool.
Hey, that's all I used to look at Jerry for anyway to see who's finna get drugged.
if you watch Jerry Springer TV, some wholesome values or whatever on there, you've gotta be freaking kidding me. You're kidding yourself. And that's what you think about you seriously watching.
Okay, first of all, wholesome ain't even a word that you put in put in a same sentence. As Jerry Springer, nigga, that just don't even go. Now,
I know
you can put ho in the same sentence as Jerry Springer, but wholesome, nah.
I know Jerry Springer ain't in Tyson no more, because it's all about trannies.
Man,
good.
Say.
Yeah!
Trannies,
episode now.
I swear, trannies and queer muffins.
I'm like, I'm good on if I wanted to know if you were a man or not. Because if there's that many men and women walking around, then I'm glad I found one of the last non-prosthetic leg having people in the world, is all I'm saying. Because I couldn't do it, especially all these surgeries now to where I can see how they change the men into women because, you know, you can see how that happens. Even though y'all probably don't want to imagine it, you can see how that happens. But for somebody to stretch a vajayjay into a pee, I can't.
Yeah, that sounds like some completely unnecessary stuff.
I can't. And then to
you say the Jerry
Springer
show is no longer appeasing to the eye.
But to say it doesn't grow to anything more than 2 inches. Like, what do you can pay $20,000 to have the smallest junk in the world? I don't get it.
Artificial tight, I guess. you gotta be some kind of slut to even want that surgery. Like, you got the walls, you gotta be worn.
But
you
that's
know what?
Like, so stupid. I don't know.
Hey, nigga, they say. Who was that daughter that had that damn 16 and became all the way a dude or whatever? I forgot who the bitch was. But yeah, she got a little thing and shit.
But I watched the HBO documentary of this crap maybe like 6 years ago, and they say unless you have as much skin that's needed to make something bigger than 2 or 3 inches, you ain't getting no more than 2 or 3 inches.
You're gonna be a little man. You're gonna be a little man.
But that's erect, y'all. Let's keep that in
mind.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's So I no. You better strap up. Just strap up for life. Ain't no point. Stop.
They say ain't the side of the ship is the most in the ocean.
No. I doubt it. But anywho, next letter. I'm going to give this title Bitter Witter.
Bitter Witter. You know what, Goldie?
Bitter Witter sounds like a good title for this letter. So I'm going to give the paraphrase version because it literally took me maybe 8 minutes to read this letter the first time I read it.
Wow.
Read it. So I'm going to give y'all the very condensed version of it.
I was going to say,
what the bitch do, write 12 pages?
I had to scroll maybe like 15 times after reading the whole thing.
I got a question.
Is the grammar that bad?
Was it 12 point double space?
No, it wasn't no double space. She was writing all of the stories, like I guess that led us to the point of her feeling the way that she feels in this letter. And I didn't have time for that.
So the bitch put every little detail in the story?
Pretty much. I guess she didn't want to be misunderstood. And
the hell out of there.
And I understand you, and since you give, you're going to get no love. So basically, we have a chick. She's older than all of us on the phone. I'm gonna say her age is because she's older than all of us. She's at least 5 or 6 years older than the oldest person on the phone.
Okay,
and
so she's about 30 something. We gonna go. Also, what's this? One of the midlife crisis letters? Is that what this is?
I'm gonna explain. So she has
a woman scorned type.
She has four children. Correct.
Okay.
All four are by four different baby daddies, but three of those children, it was back in her phase when she was young. And she doesn't really know who the father of either of those three kids is. It's a short version of that.
Oh,
and
wow.
Basically, it's the guy that she has been talking to for a month or so. She only hooked up with him because, she thought he could be the possible father of one of the three kids. So she wants to coax him into, getting into bed with him and, swabbing his mouth and all this type of crap to get down to the nitty-gritty or whatever. But that's neither here nor there. Let's skip ahead to the actual question that she asked. She says, why is it that women on a normal day basis walk around and they can say that, they love their baby daddies and they do this and that, when there's so many people out here that's not doing stuff for their sons and daughters and stuff, and they'd be on Facebook bragging and boasting and talking about how much they love having somebody there on their side and stuff like that. He said it's pissing her off even more because every Valentine's Day is just a reminder that she's not able to tell three of her four kids who their father is, and that, that the world out here is fucked up because basically, it comes down to a world to where nobody can help you with the stuff that you need.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold on. Goldie. Fuck all that. That
I'm
bitch should have wrote Dr. Phil. We ain't got time for that shit. Ain't nobody got time for that. Hit that whole shit. Ain't nobody got time for that. Fuck that shit.
But she was, inconsistent all over this letter. I was like, my nigga. You know how you can read through certain stuff and catch the point? I was trying to do that, and then I had to go back and read the whole letter because it was not making sense and none of it went together.
All right, so what is she asking?
She wants to know why is it that, we're okay I guess she's saying that it's a business of people not knowing who their daddy is or not having friends and fathers or mothers
She said people are okay with that?
She wants to know why you think it's okay for you to post pictures of you and your happy life, happy wife, happy baby.
She thinks that we're not supposed to be happy in the relationships and stuff. Is that what you think?
Yeah, she wants to know why you feel like it's okay to shove it down America's throat have what America doesn't have.
No. That needs to go in the circle file ASAP. Circle file, nigga. File 13, that shit right now.
But like I said, she asked two different questions because she wants to know how she can cope with one of the dudes that she's only been talking to because she wants to know if he's a baby daddy or whatever.
Just ask the nigga,
how
bitch,
she
can you
cope
grown.
With his head and
God damn. Okay, what I want to, I hope she's listening, because what I want to know is why you can't be grown about the situation and just ask the nigga, you know what I'm saying? Tell the nigga what's up. Tell him what's going on. Goddamn, I mean, if the nigga run away, it still ain't going to change nothing, bitch. You still only got one baby daddy in 4 years kids' life, bitch. I mean, it ain't going to change.
Yeah, exactly.
You acting like you're going to be worse off than what you was before, bitch. If the nigga ain't there now, what the fuck is the difference going to be after a while? Shit, because if
you
turn out not to
be
the motherfucker, he still ain't going to be there. You're going to be back at square motherfucking one.
Exactly.
Hoes are stupid nowadays, I swear. That shit was simple, fool. That shit was simple. I mean, come on. Come
but,
the fuck
but,
on.
Believe me, if y'all would have read this, you'd be like, bro, so you really telling me the intricate details of your relationship? Like, she was telling me about her first kid, how... he ended up having sex with two people in, you know, the same week, and, you know, she had the baby early, so it could be, you know, 3 to 4 dudes if it is the Tuesday, right? And I'm like, girl,
I don't want
a
wreck of friends. I've already found in you. I've been there before. Oh, man.
You mean, man. You mean.
But, girl.
Okay. Next.
So, we have a guy. And, basically, he's finally a story
from a nigga.
It's not Valentine's Day related, but it is love related. Should I say it's not a bitter dude moment?
Good to know.
And so
right.
He wants to know. He's been talking to his girlfriend for 3 years. They go out this weekend. They're supposed to be going to have a nice dinner or whatever. He said he wants to know what's the creative way that he said he's not trying to steal y'all ideas that he could propose to his girlfriend.
Man, that nigga,
he fishing for ideas. Fuck that. Hell nah, Google that shit, nigga. You fishing for ideas. I ain't finna help you get married, nigga.
Nah, for real,
because I just got salty. Nigga, Chase is married. Sierra, Goldie finna get married. Goddamn me, you know what I'm saying? Me and Sid, we players for life. You know what I'm talking about? Papa Collins taking dollars. You hear me? You know what I'm saying? Papa Collins taking dollars.
I'm gonna give us all my B team ones. I can't get him my point A ones. I can't give them those. But
this nigga
finna
get out of here and shit.
Yeah, they good. They good, but you know, I can't give you the gift stuff. You know, the really gift. So that, I say that for me because. I can have a couple of options. So, no. I got one for you, man. Okay, so, you think, hold on, let us say he's going out this weekend, right?
Yeah.
For Valentine's Day, I take it for you, so he's going to propose for Valentine's. Okay. This is one, I'm going to give you a bad
oh
one.
Oh, my God, say it.
That we used to do a lot back in my old, yeah, everybody knows you used to work at Build-A-Bear, and I've never seen a black person do this one yet. Go to Build-A-Bear, right? Ask them to get stuff a bear. Don't just get a bear that reminds you of her. And then you stuff a bear.
That's kind of funny. Yeah, I started thinking one of my coworkers in the bear looking like her. Her looking like a bear.
But no, so what you do? I am just somebody did the guys in there. Put the ring inside the bear. You know, just how you put the stuff in there, put the heart in there. Put the ring inside. But she, of course, you put it in, and he's even the case. Put the case into there. And then if you go to the right Build-A-Bear store, they should treat you, they should do you right. They'll teach you how to sew it up yourself. So, or you can always take it back with her to get it sewed up. Have your girl, put the bear into the box, bam, take it home. Your girl, she grabs the bear, I say, oh, it's so cute. She grabs the bear, she's wondering why it's open, so then she reaches in and figure out why it's all open and whatnot. And then all of a sudden, she finds the ring, bam, proposed to her right there and there. She's going to think it's cute that she got Valentine's Day gift of the bear that reminds her, that's a mini version of her. And she's going to also know she likes how creative and, covert you were about proposing to her. So I would say try that, man. That's a really good one. It doesn't fail, and I've really heard any black people use that yet.
Here's a simple way of looking at it without just throwing out exactly what somebody is. Just make it seem like you're doing something you would normally do, like on a special occasion.
I swear that's what I
can give you, man.
You know what I'm saying? If you was a cook, nigga, gone, you know what I'm saying, gone, pull out the stops, nigga, cook the baddest meal you don't ever cook before. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn me, of course, you got to get a bitch a bubble bath with the rose petals and all that old ass bullshit. All that old kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? A little champagne popping, or you can do some goose, some Belvedere, whatever you want to. Yeah, I know. Whatever floats your boat. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn me, can get it in like that right there and just pop the question, nigga. But I don't recommend putting the ring in any food, because then y'all going to be at the hospital waiting on the bitch to shit the fuck out.
Some of them just turn like a horror movie.
Oh, not calling your girl a bitch or nothing. That's just how I talk. You nigga, that's real spill.
I call your girl a
bitch. You know what? Goldie, you full of shit. You are full of shit.
But no, just like they said, just do something where you
do something
don't do that at the normal
heart, nigga.
Don't do that at the normal, and she'll know something's up. Do something
exactly.
What happened?
Yeah, don't be a dead giveaway.
Yeah, don't be a dead giveaway.
She ain't never been.
Yeah, if you used to go to McDonald's, if you used to go to McDonald's, don't go to Cheddar. They decided to go to Cheddar's tomorrow, and you used to go to McDonald's. She going to go as a dead giveaway.
Well, it's income tax time, so, you know, she might not be too suspicious. Oh, I couldn't wait to hit that.
When they give me your check, tell me when they give me your check.
I couldn't wait to hit one of them income tax jokes. I couldn't wait. I ain't even going to lie.
Oh, so you got yours on it. I'm like the eye went out, man. It ain't changed my mind.
So you say I need my money on time. Need my money on time.
I ain't got an important I'm trying to do, really, but I would like to get on one so I can do what I'm trying to do.
I want some me time, some we time.
In between time.
Depending on how you know her, the best, like, in my opinion, like, coming from most women that I know, is to involve at least one significant person in her life, because she'll never expect it. She'll never, if it's coming from you and you look nervous and you look like you're going to pop a question, you know, it takes the edge off when you involve somebody who's able to be fun and can help you, you know, plan out some details or make everything seem like a normal day. Like a
no
best
Goldie
friend
got that.
Or a mom or something like that. Just depending on her relationship with whoever and your relationship with, you know, those people. So those be the best ones when they get that mama or that daddy involved.
No Goldie got the answers. She been dreaming of this shit forever.
No,
that's what you always do with R.
Kelly did on the Black Kenny's album.
I'm saying I got those two. Don't judge.
Yep. How did you get supposed to?
So who you best mean? Me.
I got supposed to in the front seat of the Kia Soul when I came back from the cruise. That's how it went down.
Nigga, that's original though. That's original. I can get that to him. That's original though.
No, but the way he was gonna do it, he thought that. He said, I told him after the fact to make him feel better. If he would have did it that way, I would have said no.
Oh wow.
He was gonna take me to the park where we first had a first date and a picnic and crap, and gonna go there. I mean the same crap, Jesus, my bad. So he's supposed to get everybody to go up there and act like, you know, what's that or some type of crap. I don't remember.
Now, that was a good giveaway.
Boy, that nigga thought that out, didn't he?
That was so gay.
Hey, y'all, hey, hold up. I got something to say right quick. Why are these niggas in the kitchen shooting dice? This is some nigga shit. Do you hear me?
We got to give them these too. Let's give them these to me.
Hey, look, bro. Hey, bro. This what income tax do to niggas. They want to just shoot dice out of nowhere.
I'm putting all my
back to
man.
You, Goldie.
I got a quick question. How many depends man is and they in there shooting?
I can't even hear you, G. What you say?
How many dependents are they in there shooting?
You know what? I ain't got time for that shit, Sid. I'm not even finna ask that. That nigga say how many dependents they shoot. That was racist, bro. I swear that was racist.
I'm not being racist. I'm just saying they didn't shoot like that. Depends on how many depends they got, how many, depends on how much money in there when he's shooting.
Yeah, one of my little trailer park workers, co-workers said, she getting $8,000 for cleaning out all three of her kids or something. $8,000. I'm like, what? Like, what kind of scheme you pulling over there? $8,000 sounds excessive. Especially if you don't come to work.
Okay, look. Send me gonna go ahead and get y'all the scoop. Because you niggas is ignorant. And y'all just think because they don't audit y'all the first year or the second year that you're still not going to get audited. Nigga, they let you get at least a 5-year run because they want to build a case so that when they do lock your dumb ass up, your dumb ass going to sit for a hot minute. Because all you niggas that's borrowing kids or selling kids or buying kids or whatever the fuck you got to do to make your taxes fat, if that child... Because what they do is they check the social security number on all them kids. If that child is connected to any welfare case, TANF case, food stamp case, Medicare, Medicaid, whatever the fuck, if they are one of them cases, and you're not the parent on that case, that ass getting audited. That ass going to the Fed. So have good. Hey, fuck you. Fuck you. But nah, have fun. That's what I was trying to say. Have fun here. Because your ass is going to jail.
Well, $8,000 sounds excessive. Like, especially like we ain't paying nowhere near that much in taxes in my job. Like, I know this for a fact.
Right.
And the fact that I work overtime to come to work every day, and this person miss a day, at least a day into a week. Like that ain't adding up to me.
Well, tell your little trailer park homie, in about 5 years, get ready for that 3 hots in the cot. You know what I'm saying? That's what he got to look forward to. About the next 3 to 5 years, look forward to that 3 hots in the cot. You know what I'm saying? Tell him to keep sleep tight. You know what I'm saying? Sleep on your back, goddammit. These niggas are really in here shooting dice too.
Did I do you proud with the wrap it up song?
That was?
Did I do you proud the wrap it up song?
I'm not gonna play the wrap it up song.
I did. You just hear me play the wrap it up song on Simi.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you
thought
I was trying to get him back from all your
sponsors. I was going to say, with your extra long-winded ass, you can't play no wrap it up song with nobody. This nigga takes 3 minutes for an intro, 5 minutes for the story, and then give a 7-minute outro. Who does that?
I had to get to you. I was like, oh, I'm going to get up. I'm going to give a little more time. I'm going to give up. Oh, man.
Say it. You are the only one laughing, sir.
It was funny, man.
He's not easy. He's that good. He did it because he was in his feelings.
I had to get you, man. I couldn't wait. I was like, ooh, I'm going to push it.
And once Timmy surpassed my record, I'm sure going to play this song.
I know, right? I was over here counting. I was like, wait for it. I got a perfect top 10 this week, Dodi.
You say what?
I said I got a perfect top 10 this week.
What's your top 10?
Top 10 things you should do for Valentine's Day.
Be a thought.
This nigga said be a thought.
Let's see.
Ooh, don't take your kids' candy that they got from school and try to give it to your bitch. Don't do that.
Oh, ratchet.
You know how to... Ooh, another one is, you know them little dollar boxes of heart, they got like 4 pieces of chocolate. Don't get into your bitch, nigga. You fuck around me single before the 15th, hear you, man.
But you don't know that, daddy.
Real shit. Nigga, that's some elementary shit if I ever seen it. Oh, so you spend a dollar on me? That's what you think of our relationship?
Guys. Ladies, stop! Don't get your men on ugly ass tie for Valentine's Day.
Who's that behind? Oh, lock that door, Kim, folks.
Don't get your men on ugly ass tie. We already know that y'all do that shit for Christmas. And
please don't make sure they know Valentine's Day tie. Why the fuck would you buy a Valentine's Day tie that you give to him on Valentine's Day that he's going to have to wear on the 15th? That's dumb. You know what I'm saying? Unless you give him to him that morning before he go to work. But what if the nigga work at McDonald's? That fucks off his uniform, don't it?
Yeah, so, don't give him a
good
tie, man.
Y'all want me another one?
Yes.
Ladies, don't think just because you a main chick, if you get on your nigga nerves, you can't be a side chick just as quick.
Oh,
true.
You will be on the side chick holiday, February 15th. You know what? I was laughing at this too. Y'all realize that this year that the side chicks don't get to celebrate February 15th this year.
Side chicks don't get to see the man to the 17th this year.
Yeah.
So side
right,
chicks losing this year.
The 15th and the 16th is all on the weekend. He'll holler at you Monday on his lunch break for that quickie here, you mean? For some of that
so
that side chicks
are
going to
be upset because they're not getting the side chicks. They're not getting the February 15th this year. I'm sorry, y'all. You messing.
Oh, and you ain't sharing either, nigga.
Okay,
I just had one of those burgers from that good old Y2K.
We got one pound of taco meat, so that means two plates.
So then trying to think of a good one.
Okay. Get them.
Don't watch Precious on Valentine's Day.
Lauren can't watch Precious.
Nah, that ruined my day. That ruined my day if I saw it on Valentine's Day.
You know what, Chase? Well, I
mean,
you know what? That was like
movies.
So random.
I couldn't think of
so random. That nigga say don't watch Precious. I'm like, what the hell?
I
got to do on Valentine's Day. Like,
I didn't get y'all. I didn't tell y'all that on American Horror Story Coven. They redid the Precious scene. They showed her run off with chicken, and then they showed her inside of the chicken place working. Not you working the chicken place on the Coven.
Okay.
You know what?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I would have had time for that, though. You know, I'd be confused watching it. I would have had time for that.
Hold up. She was in the chicken place, and she was doing the same running scene from Precious?
Uh-huh.
I can't.
Okay, hold on, y'all. We are not finna get into the Precious. We will not dwell on the rotund for the last segment of the show. We're just gonna leave it alone. Is Goldie a little salty back there?
So speaking of Valentine's Day and Precious, did y'all see that? I mean, it's kind of old, but did y'all see that one picture where it has her with her man on court side that says, you know your life is going to be the
wife. Yeah, I know that nigga there for the check, right? Yeah, I know that nigga there for the check, right? Yeah, I know he's there for the check, right?
In the pool, probably, too. You know, they can cook.
Bro, she can't even hug a nigga, bro. That's how big her arms are.
She might be taking shit up, bro.
Her arms are big and short at the same time. I bet it's difficult for her to wipe her own ass.
She looks huge on Whatchamacallit, though.
Bro, she's huge.
I mean, not on Precious, but on American Horror Story, like, she looks bigger.
One word, five letters, round.
have you seen that movie, Tower Heist? The joke.
Yeah,
I ain't seen that yet, but I know she's on there.
Yeah, she's on there too. Oh my God! And then she keeps hitting on Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, with her extra black ass.
I don't wanna know.
Chase, I swear you get the random award every show. I swear that's fucking amazing.
Oh man, I got another one for you. I got another one off the list. On Valentine's Day, you don't want to do on Valentine's Day. If it goes back to the side chick being going. Don't get your side chick something better than your main chick got.
That's number one.
Don't get your side chick anything of greater or equal value to the main chick. It's not gonna work. If you do that, you're gonna effing up real bad. She's a side chick for a reason.
Am I done yet?
Rings, cars.
And don't be using your bitch food stamp card to buy her chocolates either. Cause she might as well bought her own Valentine's Day candy. Hear you talking about?
That's
hilarious. Instead of them talking about, yeah, baby, go like this, baby, go like this. Hey y'all, I'm like super sleepy.
I'm gonna give you a word of advice. I'm gonna give y'all a word of advice. I'd rather have y'all be ratchet. I would just say something. I'd rather go be ratchet. But no, man. So I need y'all to think, man. You know, you go and I'm gonna need side chicks. It goes back to what she said. Hey, don't be complaining because you're not getting no love to the 17th. You play your position and shut up. You signed up for the club. You might as well keep on sitting down and enjoying the ride while it lasts. So the 17th is your day. You relax. Guys, another one too. Don't be regifting. Do not regift. Don't be going. I said somebody candy earlier, but you know, like Chris, like, you know, like a drunk. It's if a girl got you a pillow. So for Valentine's Day, right? And you decide, and it was like from Valentine's Day last year or something. And you decide, well, I don't like this girl no more. So you give it to her for a Valentine's Day gift. You got to be freaking kidding me, bro. You got to freaking take 10 pills back. Like, don't be regifting these chicks.
That's crazy.
You regift, like, she might keep it moving.
Come on now. Like, regifting, that's just craziness. Why would you do that? That's you setting yourself up for failure.
Well, you know, I'm going to say this. Y'all said somebody might get mad at me and say, oh, man, you can get uppity, but oh, well. Stop going to Walgreens the day of and getting out of bed for Walgreens. That's so played now. Like, That's an addition to the gift you already give me. Don't be going to be last minute going to Walgreens, getting a bad Walgreens, and like you did something special. And talking about, well, baby, it's Valentine's Day. You got to do something special for me. How would you like to see last minute decide she's going to give me no hands? You're going to be mad as hell. So I need you to get together, bro.
So I got a top 10. This goes to old girl that was on the that wrote in to the letter asking about if she should go on a date so she don't have to give up none. This is the number one thing all of y'all should do that's in that situation that y'all shouldn't do on Valentine's Day. Don't be sorry, ho. Be careful.
You know what? I'm not going to play with you. I'm not going to play with you at all, my nigga. Yeah, I was just going to say, I got to applaud you on that one, though. You hit that hole. It was perfect. Timing was perfect, like, for real. My nigga say, don't be sorry, ho, be careful. You did that, my nigga, yes. Scrapbook wet, nigga, you did that.
Yes, be careful.
But anywho,
yeah, I know we're down to these last 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Let me go and get this out the way so I can hop in the shower and go to bed.
We're
going to
cut you off.
Nah, man, let me go and get this out the way, man. What? You going to let me do it?
Go ahead.
Right on. Let's see. Infinity the Pole Assassin will be at Limelight tomorrow night, 10 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Good old Valentine's Day bash. You know what I'm saying? I love the strippers' Valentine's Day party. Y'all come on through, holla at us. We got dollar drinks to 11, so make sure you get there early so you can turn up early. You know what I mean? That's all, Simi, got y'all. I'm so tired. Y'all don't understand. Even though I slept a lot today, I'm still tired. That trip killed the shit out of me, nigga.
I got one for y'all. I don't know the exact time. I can't promote. If you hit me up on my Facebook, I can invite you to the invite. Okay, I got it. From 6 to 10 tomorrow, if you are in a relationship or you are single and you want to go out with your girls instead of some dudes for Valentine's Day, if you from 6 to 10 p.m., go before you hit up Limelight, you can go to Club Steam, the Steam Bar, whichever one it's called, and you can go and get sang to while you're eating. You can watch your poetry, get your play.
That's Saturday, ain't it?
I thought it was today. Don't judge me, my nigga. Don't try to switch up event dates.
No, I'm asking a serious question, like for real, because I just got that on my page not too long ago. I didn't just read it.
Saturday. See, I'm sorry, never mind.
Yeah.
See. On Saturday at the Steam Bar in Arlington, Texas. One of my friends, Mike T, that I went to school with, will be one of the dudes that'll be serenading.
I went to school with him.
All the lighties, and there'll be a showcase of comedians, open mic, poetry artists, some rappers, and of course, all the dudes that'll be singing to all of y'all. So if y'all want them hot pantyhose, then take you and all your other hot pantyhose and go get serenaded by some thank you, breath ass nigga.
You said with them hot pantyhose. I'm mad, my nigga.
Okay, I got an announcement to make. I'll keep it short. I try to keep it short as possible. It's a big lot of things in one team. This week, I'm starting today. It's actually today, Thursday. And all the way through the weekend, it's going to be the Thin Line Film Festival is going on in Denton, Texas. So go there, check it out. Why am I promoting it? Y'all want to know? They actually got me as one of the media sponsors. They gave me a press pass. Shout out to that. So I will be in full effect. And go check it out, man. They got a lot of hot stuff. They had Snow the Potter. She was performing tonight. She was the headliner. So y'all missed that. Oh, y'all missed Snow the Potter. So, oh, well. Yeah, good check to try to catch on their time. They got some tomorrow. At Haley's Club. So you try to do something tomorrow, go to Haley's. And then on Saturday, got two events. They got one at Haley's. And then one at Rubber Gloves Rehearsal Studios. All that's right there on the square in Denton. So go there. Go support something. You know, Denton's making some moves, man. Go support them. I will be in full effect with Human Cameras, Life of the Dust Live, Real Soul Radio. Doing it up, so check it out.
Real spill, nigga.
Noble. I'm done.
Hey.
Did you play that feeling? I was already done.
Hey.
I missed out purpose because you started talking fast at the end because you knew it was coming.
Okay.
You learn when to quit, boy.
Her was nappy in the front. Oh, my bad.
The website is stilllivefilmfest.com. There you go. Bam.
As always, uglies, if you have any music that y'all want to be played on Real Spill Radio, always feel free to email all of your artist information, including your bio and stuff, just in case we might contact you for a damn interview.
Man, these niggas ain't trying to get no shine, man. They rather talk down. These niggas ain't trying to get no shine. These niggas ain't trying to get no... We got over a million listeners, and these niggas still bullshitting.
Over a million?
They
had a three in front of that million, boo. 3.5.
These niggas ain't trying to get no shine. They rather walk around and sing that "Woe Is Me" motherfucking song. These niggas ain't trying to get out of the funk, nigga. They rather stay local with that shit. They love being what's it called? LABs, local ass bitches. Yeah, they like being them.
Yeah,
Oh, I never heard that before. That
but
cool idea,
if you're tired of being a local-ass bitch, go on and send that info to Real Spill Radio. You can hit me, semi-automatic at Facebook.com, yabbing. Or you can go and hit that girl Goldie. You can hit Chase. You can hit, well, don't hit Chase because he ain't going to respond. Hell, he ain't going to say shit to you. Or you can hit, he fucking around to delete the message. But yeah.
Don't
kill
my brother. He'll fuck around and tell him their music sucks.
And you sent this to me because yeah, or you can send it to, or you can send it to Steady J, you know what I'm saying? But just go on, send
but
it in. If you're tired of being a local ass bitch,
I'm gonna send your ass right to Good Spot. And if your ass does order, I'm gonna put that shit in 513. I'm just being real,
nigga. Circle file, nigga, real shit. I'll do it with the quickness. I'll do it while we own air here, you mean?
It will be in 513 if you're not at dustspot.com. So don't come in my inbox if you're not coming correct.
Yeah, so when y'all get tired of being local ass bitches, go on, send that music in. Y'all
yeah,
I mean?
Not know what you mean, man. Not what you mean.
But yeah, Major League Semi-Automatic is going to go and get up out of here, y'all. I still got to be at the damn job in the morning, and I'm tired as hell.
Yeah.
Go ahead, nigga. We got about 3 minutes left.
Yeah. Love y'all, man. Love y'all. I'm going to go and get up out of here, man. Go and get up out of here. All
right, then,
man. All y'all have a nice, Goldie, have a nice Valentine's Day. Chase, have a nice Valentine's Day. Say it. You know what I'm saying? Continue popping collars and collecting dollars, my nigga. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm on team single again, so well, I wasn't.
Yeah, I'm talking about popping collars, collecting dollars. Yeah, man.
So I'm gonna do, you know, man. I'm gonna go pass tomorrow. So we gonna see how I do, man. We'll see how I do.
Niggas say gonna do a little turn up. But
yeah.
All right, y'all. I'm gonna go holler at y'all. I'm out.
Hey, nigga, hang up the phone, nigga.
Don't even pull a crunch juice on his own. That's a crunch juice.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Okay, so I'll remind everybody, y'all miss any parts of the show, man. Check it out at blogtalkradio.com. /SettyJ, or go to iTunes, type in Dustspot Radio Network. And also, too, man, if y'all want to hear the show, or if you got like an Android or whatnot, I'm this new app, and I want to give a big shout out to PA25 Thinking Magazines in the chat room. He put me on game with me. Go download the app Beyond Pod on, for the Play Store. It's free. Search Dustspot Radio Network, and you can listen to the show on there, too, and it comes out crystal clear. So, yes, go download the show. Man, I was listening to all the shows last night on there, so check it out, man. It will be, it's your best friend.
And if you don't like the app, then you can just leave.
I didn't look at the tell me a second of when I was when you was mocking when you said your wife or after you just leave. Alright, that being said, man, Jody, last words.
Thursday, 10 o'clock. Central Standard Time. 347-202-0389 is the phone number. If you want to call in, you want to do an impromptu interview where we can make fun of you because you tried to do it impromptu, feel free to call in. If you want to respond to any of the letters, or you want to talk about any of the hot mess news, or you wanted to try to roast us because we definitely going to roast you back, feel free to hit us up every Thursday, 10 o'clock. We're still going to be goofy. We're still going to be live. And hopefully I don't sound like a taco next Thursday.
No, Chase.
Yep. Yeah, a shout out to Cindy, even though you know, he just got that long drive all the way from Kansas or whatever the hell he was.
And yeah, everybody have a good day, man. It's Valentine's Day.
Ew!
Try not to spend too much money.
Try to have as much sex as possible. Cause she ain't gonna give you that much tomorrow on the 15th. All right, so we out, man.
Cause my son is a man, and I treat him like one.